Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. B. Mitch and Finley both out. Denton Day, Linnell Willingham. We are in. You can hit us up on Twitter at the Denton Day at NELL underscore BTP. Let's go now to the BetQL guest hotline. Ben Stanek of The Athletic, good enough to join us here on the program. Ben, hope you're having a good 3-day weekend, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I am hanging in there. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you joining us, Ben. Does your cat enjoy when you have time off like this?
Absolutely. You know, if you're gonna be lazy, which these weekends can lead one to do, is, you know, a cat is very good at doing just that. So yeah, we're copacetic.
There it is, our cat update.
So we had the first week of OTAs in the books for the Commanders. What were some of your biggest takeaways? Obviously, the Chase Young discussion is what dominated, you know, our airways. But what did you see out there at camp that really struck you?
You know, I don't know if it's so much from the player perspective. You know, it was obviously good to see Sam Howell, you know, just working with the first team and, you know, trying to take more control of the offense. But I think probably the biggest takeaway or difference is, you know, the Eric Bieniemy presence, in that he has one. I mean, it really is. He's a vocal guy out there. And Ron Rivera talked about how, you know, he's the offensive coordinator for sure, but it's that assistant head coach title. I kind of don't sleep on that. He's having a lot of influence on the structure of practices and how they're doing a few other things. So, you know, I think Eric Bieniemy, you know, look, for this offense, they didn't really add any major headliners or anything. Bieniemy is going to be perhaps the likely difference maker if they're going to make a jump as to why this thing turns around or goes up a notch. So, you know, I just think seeing him more and more out there is really, you know, notable and something we're all going to keep an eye on for sure.
Ben, you just hit on it a little bit, man. The offense has really been the big struggle point for this football team since Ron Rivera has taken over. Last year, the big issue seemed to stem from the offensive line play and the quarterback play. I want to stick to the offensive line. Sadiq Charles getting the first crack at that left guard spot. What do you make of their newfound, renewed confidence in Sadiq Charles? Because this is a guy going into year number four who they drafted as a tackle and is now playing guard, and really to this point hasn't been a regular starter for him. Why is it going to work out this time around for Sadiq?
I'll be honest, I don't know that they have any renewed confidence. I just think that's where they're at with the position. I mean, they're going to, at some point here, release Andrew Norwell when he's healthy, and, you know, they want to use Nick Gates at center, even though he played guard last year for the Giants. And, you know, between Sadiq Charles and Chris Paul, there's not really another option to go to. You know, you've got Sam Cosmi learning how to play the right guard spot. So, you know, I haven't looked at the free agent wire in a bit, and I'm not saying that they will do this, but I'm sure there's some guys out there that they could maybe use. But Sadiq Charles has a lot of potential. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy in his time. So it would be great if he's able to do that, but I don't know. You can count on him. And at this point, so I don't know if there's so much optimism. I just think it's there. This is where they're at, and they've got two young guys. They're hoping one of them stands out enough during the summer here to for them to believe that they can be the guy. But right now, I imagine it's still a bit of a jumble there in terms of what they think they really have at that spot.
How much do you actually learn about the offensive line with OTAs? Like, what are they actually allowed to do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously when you get deeper into the process and you can put on pads and, you know, go up against your own defensive line, in various, you know, whether it's 11 on 11 or some, you know, one-on-one drills. You know, I think you can get a feel there. I think a lot of times the line play is always a challenge in these spots. Obviously, the coaches, you know, they know exactly what they're looking for. You know, whether it's, you know, turning, you know, speed to power or just, you know, movement out there. And I think one thing last year is it became evident that the two guards they had, the older guards, mm-hmm. were just pretty slow. Yeah. And you know, on the wrong end of their career. I think just having some more athletic guys could be a big difference. But, you know, look, there's also just finding what works. You've got, other than Charles Leno, all the other positions are different than they were a year ago. Yeah. And so there's going to be some trial and error to an extent. I mean, I think they already have a feel for their, at least four of their five starters, but at the same point, you know, you got to figure out, you know, who does what, who fits in with this and that and the other, which plays work best with what the enemy wants to do. So, you know, I think there's a lot to study here this summer for sure.
We're joined right now with the BetQL guest hotline by our pal Ben Standig, who covers the Commanders for the Athletic. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Ben Standig. The running game, Ben, last year was huge for Washington, right? During that stretch run, they ended up leading the NFL in time of possession. With Eric Bieniemy coming here now, in what ways do you expect the running game to change? Because based off of what he did in Kansas City, it seems like they're going to get to it a bunch of different ways here.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a pretty interesting thought because obviously Ron Rivera and the way they talked about the run game, they really wanted to emphasize, you know, churning the clock, you know, power running, control the ball, which helps, you know, both sides of the ball for them, you know, keeps the defense fresh, things like that. And that's exactly what Brian Robinson brought to them last year. You know, didn't have a ton of help on the line, but that's the type of style he brought. On the other hand, in terms of a guy like Bieniemy, you know, obviously Kansas City has these, you know, guys who sort of can do a few different things, can get on the edge, you know, have some quickness, and that's maybe where more Antonio Gibson is. And, you know, I think Chris Rodriguez, the sixth-round pick, I don't want to say he's a hybrid of the two, but, you know, he's got that power game, and I think there's, you know, they seem to be impressed with his pass-catching ability. So I think, you know, having those guys along with, say, Curtis Samuel, who obviously plays a lot in the backfield, they can, you know, they can do kind of everything you want out of a backfield, you know, the power up front to get to break it outside. You know, a lot. This is where, again, we go back to the offensive line. What are they able to do? Right. I think they're going to have to figure that out and what makes the most sense rather than just say, we want to do this. No, it's going to have to be, okay, well, what do we have? And I think that's going to be fun. I think Gibson is really going to be an interesting guy to watch just because of, you know, his versatility and how, you know, Kansas City had those playmakers who could hit outside, and he clearly would be one of those guys here.
We're talking with Ben Standig here of The Athletic on B. Mitch and Finley, Denton Day, Leno Willingham filling in. He joins us via the BetQL guest hotline. Obviously, much was made of the loss of Armani Rogers with the Achilles injury, Ben, but how has Logan Thomas in specific looked so far in OTAs? I know he dealt with a lot of injuries last year. How's he looked?
You know, it's probably a little too early to say how's he look when we're talking about a guy who last year was clearly looking a bit rusty, you know, with the coming off the ACL. The fact that he's now, you know, a full year removed from that injury, or more, you know, way more than a year, you know, almost, you know, getting closer to 2 years, you know, when we get into the season. So, you know, I think he's clearly going to be better for them. I think the question is, you know, his blocking was really poor last year. And they don't have right now. We don't know between their young guys that they have. Can any of them really, you know, handle the pass catching duties? We can assume Cole Turner. They like Curtis Hodges, but you know, they have combined two catches last year, and Hodges didn't play. So, you know, it's clearly Logan Thomas being that guy would be huge for them. But you know, it's been a bit since 2020 when he had a sort of a breakout season for him. So I thought they could or should address the tight end position this offseason. They obviously didn't. I imagine they're going to look to add somebody here at some point. Maybe it's before training camp, but just for depth after losing Armani Rogers. But yeah, I mean, Logan Thomas is going to be a really pivotal piece, especially when you have a young quarterback, you know, that, you know, the tight end is always an important position and they don't have a lot of size at receiver, and Logan Thomas or any of the tight ends can give you that. So, that position is going to bear watching for sure the rest of the summer. And hopefully Logan Thomas, you know, looks, you know, can stay healthy and looks the part as we move forward.
Ben, I want to go to the quarterback position here for a second. From what you were able to see out there last Wednesday in their limited work, what were some of the differences you see from Sam Howell in comparison to Jacoby Brissett? Because we know stylistically his reputation, talking about Jacoby coming here to Washington, was a guy that was pretty conservative with the football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's hard to know exactly. It sounds like they weren't doing a ton of, you know, 11-on-11 work or anything like that. And some of this may be projecting a little bit. Like, it looked like Jacoby Brissett just was a little looser out there, but that could just be what I'm assuming should be the case, because we're talking about a guy who's been around the league versus a quarterback in Sam Howell with one career start entering his second season. He's got to feel some kind of pressure, you would think, under the, you know, getting this opportunity. You know, Sam Howell is the upside play on multiple fronts. I mean, he's got some really interesting intangibles, sort of the way Taylor Heineke did, with that sort of grit and sort of the personality and the vibe that could get the teammates to rally around him. He's got a pretty good arm. He actually is an aggressive runner, whereas Heineke was more mobile, didn't always turn it up the field. I think Sam Howell can give you that, whereas Jacoby Brissett's going to be much more of a pocket passer. You know, Brissett's fine. I mean, look, there's a reason why he has constantly been in the mix for teams to be a usable starter when needed, but also not a guy you're typically relying on when you start a year. So Sam Howell, you know, then you factor in also the contract. If Sam Howell hits, you know, Washington's going to have a huge advantage.
Yeah.
When you have a quarterback on a rookie deal like him, and he would be that way for 2 years beyond this year. So this is why they want this to work with Howell. But, you know, I think with Brissett, you have this, you know, safer option. And I do wonder, as we get closer to the year, how does Eric Bieniemy in particular look at that? Because, you know, as we know, with the ownership situation, all the entire coaching staff could get wiped out after this year if things don't work out. And are you willing to roll the dice with Sam Howell, even if there's a better upside? Is that going to be realized in the first half of this year? I don't know. Are you content? Are you willing to take a risk of going 2-6, 3-5 if it doesn't? I don't know. So that's what's going to be, I think, really interesting to watch, is how do they view that? Are they willing to continue to go down the Sam Howell path, even if they think it might take him longer to win some games than they maybe have time for?
Ben, how much do the players care about the no Chase Young, no Montez Sweat in the first week OTAs?
I don't think a ton. I mean, players seem to be pretty reasonable with understanding that this is a business, and that, you know, you sort of, every guy's got to do what they need to do for themselves. And, you know, all that. I think for me personally, I'm not saying that the players have said this, but, like, you know, Chase Young's been a captain before. I don't want to hear about being a captain or being a leader or anything like that, because, like, at some point you do need to show up for some of these things. Now, they are voluntary, let's be clear. But the culture here is people show up. You know, they've had pretty close to 100% attendance under Rivera, with the exception primarily being Chase Young in two of the last 3 years, and the 1 year and the other year he was hurt and couldn't participate anyway. So, you know, I don't think it's the biggest of deals. I think if he comes in, whenever he's back, assuming that's for mandatory minicamp in a couple weeks, if he comes back and looks the part, I don't think anybody will care. But, you know, if he comes back and it's, what's going on here, then, you know, then there's some issues. But I don't think it's a big deal at this point.
I don't either, Ben. It's the biggest nothing burger in town right now to me. I think if Chase Young isn't producing in September, then we sound the alarm. Till then, hogwash.
Final thing before we get you out of here, Ben. Who wins game 7 tonight between the Celtics and the Heat?
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, game 7s tend to be more rock fights than anything, and that would favor Miami. Mm. But at the same time, you know, obviously Boston's on a roll here, and just, you know, it would seem impossible they're going to blow this one now. You know, they're, you know, I think everybody agrees they're the better team. I'll just for fun, I'll go contrarian and say Miami. But that's, like I said, that's probably me just not rooting for Boston then more than anything else. But I don't know. Come on, Jimmy Butler, let's go.
It'll be good to watch, man. I definitely will.
All right, Ben, we appreciate you making some time for us. Enjoy the games tonight, and we'll catch up soon. All right.
Yeah, man. See you guys.
That is Ben Standing.
Ben Standing of The Athletic, good enough to join us here on the BetQL guest hotline as I pull up my read here. Linnell, I did not have it pulled up, but I'm a pros pro, and I can ad-lib and filibuster. BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Coming up next, Leno, you were out there at OTAs.
Stretch it.
What am I stretching here?
I saw you in there putting your elbow over your head. So I saw that you were stretching. Sorry about that.
I mean, I'm trying to stretch a lot of things. I'm old. I got a race coming up. Yeah, I mean, we do. I need some advice from you with a race. But before we do that, we got some storylines to get into. You were at OTAs this past week, so we're going to go our three most intriguing storylines heading into the season. It's early, we understand that, but our three most intriguing storylines headed into the season, that comes your way next. Linnell Willingham, Denton Day in here on B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. We're also simulcast on the Team 980. You get us for about 10 more minutes before they transition over to the NCAA lacrosse games today. Linnell Willingham, Denton Day filling in for B. Mitch and Finley. They get the day off for Memorial Day. Didn't invite us to their cookout. It's fine. Not there or whatever.
Baked Mac is my only requirement, by the way, if anyone's just now tuning in. Do not invite me to your cookouts. Do not offer me a bite of your plate if there's no Baked Mac.
Are you passionate about raisins in chicken salad?
The Prince of Passion down over on the other side, Craig Hoffman, his girlfriend Rachel made some chicken salad, and it had, I think, raisins and something else in it, nuts as well. had to pretend like I liked it. It was awkward.
They put cranberries in there,
yes,
too?
Yes. It's just not the way I like it. I don't know why
people put cranberries.
She herself, the chicken itself, good. Just adding the other things.
Yeah,
I wasn't a fan of the fruit.
All right, so we're doing some top storylines here. Mandatory mini camps is just about a week away, Lynn. About 10 days away, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. What are your top three storylines? Because you were out there. You got to see it with your own two eyes. Mm-hmm. I did not get to see it with any of my four, what they were doing out there. So we'll go, you got three, I got three. 3, 2, 1, what is your biggest, but like not biggest, your third storyline headed into mini camps?
The linebacker spot. And I know that's something we were both tossing around. When I was out there, the first team group that went out in 7-on-7 was David Mayo was out there, not Cody Barton. So I was a little bit intrigued by that. But right. I do think it could just be as simple as he's trying to pick up the language of this defense. He's coming from Seattle, which is a completely different scheme. And I think they want to use him as a Mike linebacker. So that's even more important that he understands the nuances and ins and outs of the defense, because when he's on the field, essentially, he'll be the one making calls. That was interesting to me. I'm a big Khalik Hudson guy. You know that. I think he is going to be somebody that steps up for them this year out of necessity, maybe, because I'm not too high on Cody Barton, David Mayo, or Jamin Davis. I do think Jamin.
Oh, I love Jamin.
Yeah, I think Jamin.
I love me some Jamin Davis.
I don't want to say I'm not high on Jamin. I don't know. I think last year towards the end of the season, he played really well. I'm curious to see with another year under his belt how much of a leap he could take, because he's a first-round pick. You got to live up to that.
Yeah, when we do this segment again come July 4th, when I'm sure the two of us will be on in some capacity, Jamin Davis is going to be very high on my guys heading into training camp, because I love me some Jamin Davis. Three for me is the offensive line. Mm-hmm. I think last year Ron Rivera fell into a trap that he's hopefully learned from, which is that position flex is a really nice buzzword, but it needs to actually mean that you are good at multiple positions and not just can play multiple positions, because I can play football, Linnell. I'm not good at football. Like, I could attempt to block you. It would not work.
Yeah.
Last year they did this thing where everyone was injured and they never had, like, any sort of continuity or consistency with their offensive line. I have hoped they've learned from that as they head into mandatory minicamps. They got their heads screwed on tight when it comes to evaluating the offensive line and then putting guys in positions where they can succeed and where they are comfortable, not just because you think they can play a position because of this this all elusive and all it factor of position flex.
Buzzword.
I mean, Ron loves his buzzwords. When we ultimately play buzzword bingo in like week 8, the board's going to be stacked. It's not going to be your traditional bingo. You're going to get like 7 in a row to get this thing winning.
It's going to be amazing. So my second biggest storyline is not because I'm concerned. I'm more so like excited and intrigued as to like the different combinations they can throw out there. This secondary kind of got a makeover this offseason, right? Chris Harris, who was the secondary coach, has now moved on to Tennessee. Coach Brett Wieselmeyer is now taking over, and he's got juice as well from being out there, hearing him. He's loud. But they've got a bunch of different pieces now. They draft Emmanuel Forbes in the first round. They go Quan Martin in the second round. I'm curious to see how Jack Del Rio ends up deploying these guys next week when the first 11-on-11 real session happens, where it's mandatory and you got all hands on deck, because barring an injury, this is probably the roster that they're going in with on defense. Denton, do we see a scenario where they're playing 5 and 6 defensive backs at a time? Think about this. Cam Curl needs to be on the field. Derek Forrest needs to be on the field. Benjamin St. Juste needs to be on the field. Kendall Fuller needs to be on the field. And I haven't even listed our two draft picks yet. Quan Martin and Emmanuel Forbes. That's 6 DBs on the field at one time. I think you could play like that, because a guy like Cam Curl, not afraid to go hit. Derek Forrest, not afraid to go hit. So
even Emmanuel Forbes tackled in the SEC.
And Quan Martin tackled. So I think they got a good problem to have if they decide to roll with 6 DBs. It'll make the defense, to me, that much better.
My second most intriguing storyline is the interior defensive line. Obviously, people have spent an unconscious amount of time talking about Chase Young, right, and Montez Sweat. But the interior of the defensive line, Ron Rivera loves to be late to the party with things. You know, this idea that they're going to build a roster around a rookie quarterback is not this groundbreaking idea. Like, teams have been doing this forever, right? And they're just late to the party. But the one thing where I think this team is early to the party is building your defense through the interior defensive line. Mm-hmm. You've paid John Allen. You've paid Daron Payne. Phil Mathis is back. So how is that going to work? What is that rotation going to look like? Is there some position flex there where you can get one of those guys in a favorable matchup, maybe against a tackle that's not prepared for their kind of size and power? The way that they've set up this defensive line, because I think just in general, right, like you have quarterbacks that are much more comfortable running now across the entire NFL. But you watch these games, Linnell, where do guys run? It's not the same thing as it was when it was just your Michael Vicks and Cam Newtons, right, where they're trailing all the way around this big loop and then they turn upfield. They step up into the pocket and then find a lane. You can't really step up much against his defense if they play to their capability. So I'm curious to see how that rotation is going to fit with those three guys. And if there's somebody else that stands out to where you have four quality options that you could play at the defensive tackle positions.
I think they do have four. The one guy that hasn't been participating yet is John Ridgeway, man. You remember he became a star, right?
Oh, the Batista bomb.
Game Day Live. And I'll never forget that episode. We were laughing about that for a couple weeks, man. I think, like you said, he really solidifies that rotation. And think about it. They now could go full-scale submarine rotation at the D-lineman. Like, you're subbing two interior guys at a time instead of one. Even though you probably never want John Allen or Daron Payne off the field. But they got to rest. My number one storyline. Number one. Numero uno. Heading into mandatory minicamp. It's the quarterback position. It's the quarterback position. It's OTAs. We only got to see one open practice, talking about we the media. And my takeaway at quarterback was this. Sam Howell, this is a shocker to me, looks much more comfortable and decisive with the football than Jacoby Brissett. Now, Sam Howell also threw one interception and another near interception during the 7-on-7, so maybe he's being a little bit more aggressive with the football, but like that was my big takeaway. We all assumed that Jacoby Brissett would look better at this part of the year because he's the veteran and this is Sam Howell's first time really getting to be the starter. From the one day of work I saw, I don't think that's the case. It will be interesting to see those two guys compete against each other every day because camp is, what, like 17, 18 consecutive days. They're going to be highs and they're going to be lows. And the reason that it's so intriguing, and Ben kind of touched on this, Denton, what does Eric Bieniemy want? Because from his standpoint, are you willing to go through the growing pains of a young signal caller? Because just like Ron Rivera's on the hot seat, Eric Bieniemy is on a different type of hot seat. He came here to Washington to establish himself as a viable head coach candidate. If this offense does not take a step forward, how does he get a job? So I think the quarterback position, we know it's important, but it's important for a number of different reasons to me.
My biggest storyline was more specifically Eric Bieniemy. Mm-hmm. Right now, they are very much in the honeymoon phases. But we have been told from everybody that knows him, including Logan Paulson, who we're friendly with, he is passionate, mm-hmm. right? And passion can look like a lot of different things depending on the lens that you are particularly wearing. We've heard he's a yeller. He's going to ask a lot of the guys when it's hot because it's going to get hot in the month of June. You don't have pads yet in mandatory minicamp or not to the extent that you will in training camp. But how are they going to handle his passion becoming more and more apparent, right? Like, yeah. I mean, you know better than I. I'm going to assume he was loud OTAs. But what's that going to be like when it's like your fifth week of dealing with him?
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing that we kind of look at LeSean McCoy like he's a punk. I think he's a punk.
A little bit.
What he said on his show Speak that nobody watches, by the way.
Oh, that Fox Sports.
He basically was saying that he didn't like EB because of, how hard he was on him. But LeSean McCoy was at the tail end of his career at that point. I want to see the first moment, like you alluded to in practice, where, you know what? If I'm Terry or Logan, maybe I don't like what Eric Bieniemy had to say to me. And I played college football. You're going to have these type of spats with your coaches, right? How do they respond from it? Because it's all fun and dandy. Everybody seems like they like it now. You like being held accountable till you're the one being held accountable.
And the way Terry mm-hmm. responds is going to set the tone. Because mm-hmm. if Terry sits there and takes it, he's the best player on the offense.
And I'm not going to air anybody out, but post-practice, there was a named two members of the offensive side of the football that were having – I eavesdropped a little bit on the conversation, and they were questioning why they got yelled at. So, a little early inside peek at how that's going.
And that's early.
Yeah,
this is like 3 days of dealing with a guy.
Yeah.
That's very early. But the same way that Tom Brady, and I'm not saying any of these guys are Tom Brady, but the same way that Tom Brady took everything from Bill Belichick, sometimes more, if the superstars on the offense, your Brian Robinsons, Terry, Jahan, and even to an extent Sam Howell, mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett, whoever's QB1, come week one, the way that they take the yelling and the back and forth with Eric Bieniemy is really going to set the tone for the offense for how everybody else is going to respond. Because if the big boys are sitting there and taking it, if you're a small one, you got to take it too.
Yeah, our guy Zach Selby, who writes for the Commanders at commanders.com, gave a really nice piece of insight into Sam Howell, and he got to talk with his OC, Phil Longo. I know you guys have talked with Phil as well. Apparently, according to folks, Sam takes well to hard coaching. Like, that's what he prefers. And I was that type of dude, too, because the one thing they always say, right, if you ain't getting coached hard, does your coach really care about you? And I wanted to know, I was cared about, so I wanted to be yelled at.
Right, right. And Phil Longo did say that, by the way. Mm-hmm. He said on multiple occasions that Sam Howell really likes to get coached hard. We'll see what that looks like, but that does give me some reason for optimism that this guy's maybe – not to say that Carson Wentz didn't. Carson Wentz didn't like to get coached hard. We know that. That's just what his personality was. All right, coming up next, DeAndre Hopkins is on the move. We'll look at some potential landing spots. One might be pretty close to us. It's B-Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Now no longer on the Team 980. The Team 980 has lacrosse.
See you, team.
So we'll wave goodbye to them and our friends on AM. We're also streaming live on the Odyssey app. Obviously, B. Mitch and Finley not in. That's why you hear my voice. I'm Denton Day, Linnell Willingham with me. You can hit us up on Twitter at TheDentonDay, at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Linnell, we have a marquee free agent available in the NFL in DeAndre Hopkins. You told me during a break that DeAndre Hopkins was seen in Baltimore yesterday.
Via his Instagram story, it was a very scenic photo. It was a dark room, a pool table that was lit up in a...
That seems pretty Baltimore to me.
A high-rise glass window looking out into the city of Baltimore with the geotag Baltimore, Maryland. So
he's clearly trying to get some message across because our generation, good with the socials.
He may or may not be in Owings Mills right now negotiating.
Did you see the odds for where DeAndre Hopkins was going to land?
No, I did not. And where are these odds from, by the way? Because that tells a lot about a sportsbook's knowledge.
Let me double check where they were from.
Okay.
Because I got them yesterday with an Odyssey show, so I can promote it on here. Sunday's Bets on Odyssey. Nice little gambler that I am, a degenerate. I'm going to hope that our rundown still has them up. But they had the odds for the teams, and you can guess who number one was. With any big free agent, the number one team, top of the odds, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
Gross. Not happening.
No.
He ain't going there. Number two on that list was the Kansas City Chiefs.
I like that.
The Kansas City Chiefs at plus 400, Dallas at plus 200 to sign DeAndre Hopkins. Number three is where I started to lose my mind a little bit. Now, I tend to think of myself as a reasonable human being that's also not a moron.
Right.
Number three on this list for who could sign DeAndre Hopkins was the New England Patriots. And at that point, I realized whatever bookmaker this was is on crack.
Yeah, and there must be a lot of crack going around because that's the thing that I keep hearing. Like, Jeremy Fowler's even thrown that out. Why would anyone want to go play
for Mac Jones?
And it's not even really Mac Jones. Like, Bill O'Brien,
Well, I mean, you know, the great relationship that DeAndre Hopkins has with Bill O'Brien. I mean, Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins for a second-round pick and a bag of Lay's baked chips.
Exactly.
And not even the good kind. I mean, I do love the baked stuff, but not even the good kind, right? Yeah. Like, why on earth would he go there? Sometimes the comments, like, there's no reason he's going to Dallas. This dude literally got on a podcast and said, I want to play for Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, or Herbert. And someone had the audacity to say, I think he's going to Dallas.
Yeah, that's...
I saw him conversating with Bill Belichick. He's probably going to go play with Mac Jones. Who's doing that? He has free reign for the first time in his career of who he's going to play with. And you think he's going to play for Mac Jones?
Yeah, and the Patriots already have their receiver room situated, right? Juju Smith-Schuster was their big free agent signing at the wide receiver spot.
Which that in itself is hilarious, but yes, go on.
Oh, don't crap on Juju. He's the reason the Eagles won the... they didn't win the Super Bowl. He's the reason the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Well, thank you, Juju, for that. He did something right. I'm sure his TikTok dance after that was phenomenal.
Yeah, speaking of TikTok, I know you saw the latest on Jackson Mahomes, huh?
I did not see the latest on Jackson
Mahomes. Oh, he's facing felonies.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
Speaking of Mahomes, and where are the Chiefs listed on this? Did we stop before we
they are the they were two. They were two plus 400.
They make the most sense, and it would be scary as hell for the rest of the league. Him on the outside doing everything outside of the numbers. And then Kelce working inside of the numbers. How do you stop that?
You don't.
And I think they have a more pressing need at wide receiver than maybe we all want to acknowledge. I'm sorry, but let's not act like this is all I keep saying, that Kadarius Toney is going to be their number one. He hadn't proven that yet.
Not happening.
That would be football malpractice. Now, it's hard to say that coming out of Kansas City.
Well, you know what Kadarius Toney would be really good at? A damn good number three.
He is.
He's a damn good number three.
He'd be a good number two. I just don't see him as a number one. I just think that's an unfair combination, talking about Patty Mahomes and DeAndre Hopkins. You were talking about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And I'm like king of the Josh Allen hate club. Me and my boy Scrap, we hate Josh Allen.
Which is hilarious because you love Daniel Jones, who's a poor man's Josh Allen.
Exactly. He's a cheaper version of the same product, Denton.
Well, barely cheaper. He's getting 40 a year.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, we're Commanders fans, so we should be ringing the bell to that. I forgot all about you, old Silver Bell.
Well, you learned something about Josh Allen this weekend that this floored me.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has been seen along with Haley Steinfeld, who is one of the many loves of my life.
I'm going to look her up here while we have the chance. I've seen photos of her.
You have no idea who she is.
I just know that she is very easy on my eyes, but I don't know why she's famous.
She is gorgeous. This is a crucial moment in our friendship because you not knowing why Haley Steinfeld is famous is
I'm about to find out here soon.
News to me that you have not seen any of the Pitch Perfect movies.
No, I have, but I haven't watched Pitch Perfect. Wow, my cousin in Oklahoma, Jared, we watched that with him, and that was in like what?
Well, Jared is my favorite member of your family.
2010?
So the first one came out in like 2012. She was not in the first one.
Okay.
That was with Anna Kendrick, beautiful. Brittany Snow, also beautiful. But then Haley Steinfeld came in number two and number three. Now, Pitch Perfect 3 sucks. It's a terrible movie. But Pitch Perfect 2 is something that I feel like you would like, and that's where she's famous from.
I'm looking at her catalog here. This is going to probably get the fans to be angry at me. Dickinson, don't know what that is. Hawkeye, who knows what that is.
Wait,
Bumblebee?
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, what the hell is Hawkeye? Is that Marvel, too? I see the little red logo on it.
Yeah, that's Marvel. That's a Disney Plus. She plays... Oh, my God.
I'm just not a Marvel guy. Bumblebee, never heard of it.
That's Transformers.
True Grit? She just doesn't look like she has any type of grit about her. She seems like she's laid on a jet ski in Barbados getting fed grapes to her or something. So that doesn't
scream grit. I would like to feed
grit.
Her grapes.
I would
that's
also.
An option. I don't know what True Grit is.
Yeah, I would also like to feed her grapes or watch somebody feed her grapes. It's the same thing to me. The Avengers, that's in 2025. She's in the Kang Dynasty.
Yeah, because she's in Hawkeye. Yeah, so she's getting in that.
I just don't get it. And basically what I was trying to get at here is...
She's also a singer. She has music. Yeah, she has like a catalog.
I'm sure anything that she sings to you, as long as she's looking at you, will sound great. So that's easy for her. That's like a layup. These new Spider-Mans, and we're going off on a tangent here. What's up with the new... Is Miles Morales the new Spider-Man? You can't just kill off a Spider-Man. He's supposed to be like, you know, wasn't it Toby?
What are you talking
about? The guy is now, he's an animated guy and he's a...
Yeah, those are completely separate things.
Oh. This is why I don't keep up with things like that, because they're
Yeah, so the new Spider-Man drops on Friday, right? This is like our pseudo-entertainment page, just 2 hours into a show that doesn't even have an entertainment page. But it's fine, whatever. Yeah, the new Spider-Man movie is featured on Miles Morales, who was the first ever black Spider-Man in New York.
Love that.
The first movie, Into the Spider-Verse, came out in like...
commercial that's on behind you.
2000, is it the Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, I love it. The first movie that came out was in like 2017. I had the same thought as you. I was like, why am I going to watch an animated Spider-Man movie? And then I watched an animated Spider-Man movie, and I watched it five times that week because it's one of my favorite movies ever.
Okay,
done. So the hype for Friday, I'm done working here with the man, Kevin Sheehan, at 1. I'm going to do my due diligence as a producer. Wink, wink, so the bosses hear me. I'm going to work hard and get everything up, and then I'm going to see the new Spider-Man movie because it's going to be awesome.
Right away?
Just about right away.
Where are you going to see it at?
He's probably somewhere in Ashburn.
Me, Ryan, and Darius went to see, what movie? The last Jordan Peele movie that came out. I can't even think of it
now. The one
with
Kiki Palmer in it?
Yeah, the one with Kiki Palmer.
I don't know
it.
What it was called, but I know the one you're talking
we
about.
We went to go see it at this real fancy theater.
Like the Alamo?
The Alamo. We went to the Alamo Draft House. And you know your boy me, I'm from the trenches. I don't know nothing about the Alamo Draft House.
When you didn't grow up at the Alamo?
Yeah, I didn't grow up at the Alamo. At the movies that I grew up in, you go and you get your food before you go in and watch the movie. At the Alamo Draft House, they got the nerve to let you kick your feet up.
Yeah, you can order pizza.
Ordering pizza? Not before the movie, Denton. While the movie's happening, they're bringing you
food. You can get, like, tequila
for a fat person, it is like heaven. But the only thing that I didn't think about before I ordered the $36 worth of food that I ordered.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Was the fact that I have this terrible problem, Denton. My cousin will speak to it. I haven't stayed awake through an entire movie probably since like 06.
Well, if you're ordering $36 of food, you're going to get the itis and you're going to be out. It's going
to
happen.
I don't think I made it to the best scene of the movie, which happened about 46 minutes in. I was gone. And you know, I'm a snorer, Denton. So
I didn't know that, but I could have connected the dots.
I'm definitely a snorer. So the folks in the Alamo Draft House are getting tapped on the shoulder, and I don't like getting woken up because I'm like, what the hell are you touching me for? You know how when you fall asleep in a place that you're not familiar with, you kind of wake up in a trance?
Yes. Yeah.
So that happened to me, and it just – bottom line is I eat too much before I watch movies, and I fall asleep during movies.
Wait, so you spent $36 on food?
Yes.
For what was, I'm sure, a $12 movie ticket?
About $13, yeah.
$13, $14. So you paid just about $50 to have some decent food. It's not great food, but it's decent food. It's overpriced, but it's fine. And watch an hour of a movie?
Yes. I think I don't have the attention span to sit through a movie. That's what it is.
Then you would hate the Marvel movies.
Yeah, too long.
Some of those things are like 3 hours nowadays. The new Batman was 3 hours.
I even do it at home, man. Like I'll make my food and I'll spend all the time looking for something to watch. And then...
You basically land on The Office.
Yeah. Land on The Office, and I watch the first 5 minutes of the episode, and then I turn it off. I can't do anything but watch sports. It's very weird.
So what? Just sports? Sports and like 90s wrestling? Because you text me every time you watch something from the Attitude Era.
Yeah, bro. Sports and 90s wrestling. And then I was actually up to speed this week, and I've been following wrestling again because they've got this storyline going on, the Bloodline, this Roman Reigns cat, man. He's like cousins with The Rock, and they're like trying to tell their whole Samoan lineage story, and it's like must-see TV.
It is literally
must-see TV.
Wonderful entertainment. I actually do have a funny story for you that involves wrestling. It's not fully wrestling. I don't want to scare our audience off because they're like, why is this guy talking a fake sport on the radio? I don't want to scare everybody off, but I have a funny story I found myself in one of the weirder positions that I would have ever thought I found myself in. I'll give it to you next. Denton Day, Lynette Willingham, we're in for B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.